Our first scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On these living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Our second reading is from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Man, Lord, I thank you for those who are listening by podcast, that you would touch their hearts. Lord, that this would be an inspiring and a joyful sermon for them today. And we give you all of the praise. Anoint my words as they go out, that they will bless and bring healing, deliverance, and setting free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, good morning. Again, it's different. I'm getting a feel for standing up here with the different size crowds, just looking out. So, but I thank God today for just being here. And as we're going into Advent, this is the week of hope. And so I'm talking about the thrill of hope, that thrill that you have that something could happen, that things could change, that things can get better. And when I got up this morning, I was thinking about the sermon, and the Lord kind of brought back to my thought that thrill that we have, like when you have a new grandbaby coming and how everyone is so excited, and the thrill of that new addition to your family. And it's that kind of thrill that I want to talk about today, that anticipation of good things coming, of God making a difference. And in Advent, and you know, we all know what it stands for, but it was that thrill they had that the Christ, the Messiah, was going to come. And so that's what I just want to kind of walk through the Advent this morning and just talk about that thrill that they had of knowing they'd been waiting for such a long time. It had been a long time waiting for the promise of the Messiah. And have you ever been in something where you waited a long time and you're like, I know God says he's going to do it. I know it's going to happen for me, but I just can't see it right now. That's kind of what Israel was going through at the time. It had been hundreds of years, and there was a promise of the Messiah who was going to come and be their king and make things better and bring this great awakening to everyone, and yet they weren't seeing it, but they still kept hoping. It was that hope, the thrill that comes with hope, knowing that someday it's going to happen. Someday it's going to He's going to come. I believe the promise of God, and someday he's going to come. And that's where our first scripture finds us. They're in that dark place. It's in Isaiah 9 and 2. And it says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. It was that light of knowing that the Messiah was going to come. The Messiah is coming. He's going to come, and they knew the plan, and they knew the promise of God. And it was that hope that there in Isaiah, it was that hope that manifested over here in my next scripture in Luke. That hope that the Messiah is going to come. That thrill, like we feel when we're adding a new family member, or there's something good that's getting ready to happen for you. You've got the anticipation of, you know, that hope of this time things are going to be better. This time things are going to be, are going to happen for me. It's that thrill of hope is what I'm talking about today. That thrill. Think about and revisit that thrill that you had in hope that something good was going to happen, that what you've been praying for is going to be answered. Have you ever just been, you've had a promise, you know God promised you, it hasn't come to pass yet, but you just walk in hope every day, like, I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to heal me. I know he's going to provide for me. I know he's going to save my children. It's that hope that you have in him, that the thrill. It brings that joy when you think about it, thinking about God doing what he said he was going to do. It's that thrill of hope. So here in Luke 1:28-38, we find Mary in this story of Mary. And this is where Isaiah 9 and 2 kind of meets. It's being realized that there's this great light that's coming. That thing they've been hoping for is coming. And so Luke tells the story of Mary, and it's Luke 1:28-38 says, the angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So she's got this thrill of hope. They're hoping for the Messiah to come. But can you imagine being Mary? You're just a young girl, and all of a sudden your life is going to change, and you're carrying the promised child. And at that time, she was agreeable. That's the part that always fascinates me, that she was like, "Let it be done to me, Lord." Although for her, it wouldn't have been good, I put it that way, for what she would have to go through. But she was willing because she had that thrill, the thrill of that the Messiah was coming. But if you think about it, in those days, they would have stoned her for having a baby out of wedlock. They would have stoned her, or her father would have disowned her, or she would have had to live, you know, away from, she would have been shunned from, if they didn't stone her, they would have shunned her from the city and all her family and friends. And still, that thrill of hope, the hope that the Messiah was coming, she still was like, "Let it be done unto me. I will walk this walk." And that thrill of hope, and God didn't fail her. He didn't fail her. But it's that thrill of hope that will make you do what, you know, you may be afraid to do, to make you walk out and take a chance. It's that thrill of hope that God, what it said, God will not fail, that he won't fail. What he's promised you, he's going to do. And we have to sometimes take a step of faith, like Mary had to step into that and let that hope drive her, let that hope push you. Hope that you can hope in him, the hope that what he's promised you, he's going to do. The hope that what you've been waiting for is going to happen. The thrill of it, the excitement of it. Let that hope bring a thrill and joy to you, especially in this season. Because we know the Messiah came and we know he's coming again. We know. And so we can walk in that, the thrill of hope of him coming. I was thinking about that. It's kind of a tumultuous time in our country right now. But we all, the hope that God's going to bring us through this time. It's still that thrill, the thrill of hope. I just can't lose my hope in that God's going to bring us through. He's going to bring us through each thing we're going through. We know that there's just so much going on, but if we keep our hope in him, he's going to bring us through this situation. So you can keep that thrill of hope and knowing, just like they did at the time, their Messiah was going to come. We can keep our thrill knowing that he's going to work out every situation in our favor. He's going to work it out for us. My next scripture, and it's my last scripture, is from Romans 15 and 13. And this is the thought I want to leave with you. I before I read my scripture, I was thinking about hope and things that I had a hope in it. I had that thrill of hope. And I thought back to when we were young. I think I was in fifth or sixth grade. And my mother was really sick. She was in the hospital for like 6 weeks or so. And, you know, that's hard on young kids. And there was five of us at home still. And we would go see her and she would instill that hope in us, that thrill of hope that it'll be soon. Soon I'll be back home. Soon I'll be coming in. And it's that kind of that anticipation, that kind of the joy of knowing she's coming home. And sure enough, she came home and she, you know, our lives got back into our rhythm. It was that thrill of hope that she instilled in us that I hope we can get from this reading this week, that no matter what you're going through, God can bring you through it. The hope, you can hope in him. You can take a chance and hope in him that he's going to work it out for you. And so I leave you with this scripture today. It says, and it's Romans 15 and 13. And it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is my wish for you through this whole Advent season, that you'll walk in hope, that his hope will fill you up, that no matter what you're going through today, no matter what situation has come, you know, there's illness. We have illness in our family. We have issues with our children. We have financial issues. Whatever your issue may be, but you can walk in that thrill of hope that God will bring you through it, that God's going to walk you through that. You can walk in that. And so that's my wish for you this season. And then there was one other scripture. It's not written up here, but as I was walking out the door, it came into my spirit. And it was 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. And it says, we do not grieve like those who have no hope. We have hope. And it was just, that's just a portion of that scripture, but we have hope. Our hope is in him. And so you can have hope. We don't grieve. We don't feel sad or mourn like those who have no hope. It's not that we won't do it, but we have hope. Our hope is in God. Our hope is in Jesus, that just how he came back during this Advent time that we're celebrating, just how the Messiah came, he's going to come for us. And he's going to make a way for us where there seems to be no way. He's going to work out situations for you. Whatever you're going through, you can have hope in him. And I want to keep on talking, but you know what? I feel like I'm done. But I just keep thinking about hope and the hope that he can put in us. But I do think I'm done and I'm going to pray. But I encourage you to even share your hope, the hope you have, being believers, that God works for us, that he's a God that keeps his promises, that he never fails. He never fails. No matter what it looks like, he never fails us. He's a good God to us. I hope you'll share that through this holiday season. As we go into this season, there's so much going on. There's parties and where, you know, you're out and you're with your family and you're out shopping. And when you're shopping and everyone's in a hurry and every, you know, share that hope of God. Just in the way you act, you know, when you're out and you don't yell back at them, you know, you show God, you show him. And that's all. That's our job. That's our job. It's just to show God when we're out in the community, to show God, to show his love, to show that you can hope in him in our walk, in our life. So now I really am praying, but just wanted to encourage you one more time to walk in hope this season. Walk in the hope as we go through these next few weeks leading up to Christmas and share that hope. You know, if you see someone down, if you know they're down, share that hope that they can hope in God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you today, God, first of all, that we all made it here safely this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your kindness to us. We thank you, Lord, that you did send Jesus, that you did keep your promise to us. And we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for who he is to us right now. We thank you, Lord, that we can hope in you. We thank you that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You promise you would be with us always, even until the very end of the world. And so we give you all of the praise, honor, and glory today for all that you do, all that you've done. We ask that you would bless all of those, God, who are in need today. They're in need of something from you. They need healing. They need deliverance. They need to be set free. God, we thank you. God, they may need financial help. God, we ask that you would meet those needs. You would meet the needs of your people today. And we thank you. And we pray again, Lord, for all of those on our prayer list. God, all the prayer requests that are before you, you know each person, face by face, person by person, need by need. And we ask that you would meet them today, God, at that point of need. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. You are worthy and wonderful, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.